Welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are live from the Game National Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet, as we welcome in our resident general manager, co-host of Jared and the GM, the great Floyd Reese. Floyd, good morning. How are you?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just an offensive coordinator in the fold now. But my first question, and I literally, it's almost as if I had the question scripted and it popped into my head when I saw the announcement on Twitter. I instantly asked myself and tweeted, did continuity for Marcus win out over the best man for the job? So with Arthur Smith, was it more about continuity, or did they truly believe this is the guy we got to have calling plays?
You know, continuity is a good thing. You know, don't get me wrong. But, you know, if you go out and hire really good coaches, they're going to get hired away from you. You know, you're going to lose them. That's part of the game. And I think everybody understands that. Now, how often do you hire a first-year offensive coordinator that ends up the head coach at Green Bay Packers? Now, that doesn't happen a great deal. But it does happen, and I think you prepare yourself for that. I don't think that in any way, shape, or form limits who you hire next. You know, I think you hire a coordinator expecting him to be there as long as he's a coordinator. If you hire a really good coordinator, let's face it, it's going to be a matter of a year or two before he gets a shot at being a head coach someplace.
So when John Robinson called you, why did you tell him to hire Arthur Smith?
You know, I think Arthur is interesting because really none of us know a great deal about him. He's been one of those guys that's been there for forever. I think Munch originally hired him, and he's been one of those guys that everybody loves. I mean, when you talk to people, nobody ever has a bad thing to say about him. You know, great guy, really smart, outstanding worker, understands ball, all of those kinds of things. But because he's not in the forefront, you know, he's not somebody that you hear about ever, I think it becomes kind of a surprise. I mean, I didn't think they would hire somebody in-house, to be honest. But they did, and it sounds like everybody's thrilled about it.
Florida, you know how this business works. You are the light guy. You are the great guy until you become the guy. Everyone loves the position coach until he becomes the head coach or the guy that's calling plays. I can't help but think that if this thing doesn't work out, then we might have a new coaching staff, because you're taking a chance on a guy that has never called plays in the NFL. Now, I mean, designing things, you know, in the background and not being that guy on game day is two different things. But when you actually have to be that guy, it changes the dynamics. Now you have to try to make sort of everybody happy instead of just making, you know, a group of guys happy. Do you think that this hire will either, you know, make or break Mike's tenure here with the Titans?
Well, I don't think there's any, you know, I think he understands this. You know, literally every hire he makes is going to be a determining factor, you know, as to his tenure. Because every time somebody is hired or every time somebody's fired, they're going to be looking at the head coach because he's the guy that is doing it. And so it's a reflection of him, whether he likes it or not. And he knows that. He knows that better than anybody. And that's why you kind of, you know, I mean, really, LaFleur, when we brought him in, he hadn't made a call. Mm-hmm. You know, he wasn't making play calls on game day. And so it was the same thing. I mean, you're bringing in a guy that you know. If there's a giant positive to it, I think it's that. This guy, everybody has been around. Everybody knows. Everybody understands. The players know him, seem to appreciate him, really like him. I haven't heard a lot. But the little bit you hear, it sounds like from that standpoint, it was a home run. So, you know, whether you go out and hire somebody else's guy that has never made a call or you hire your guy that has never made a call, you're really kind of facing the same problems.
Do you think he was more willing to hire Arthur because they're more like-minded? Because I always thought that Vrabel was the type of guy that wanted to play great defense and run the football. And this LaFleur thing was okay, let's try this out. The NFL's going this way. But it just didn't work out the way he envisioned it to work out. But in his heart, he's let's play great defense and run the football.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt. I think he has a comfort zone with Arthur. You know, I think that you're probably right. They probably are like-minded in a lot of ways and thoughts on, you know, how you prepare, how you go about it, what are you teaching, what is going to be the identity of the offense. If you probably ask Arthur, you know, what's the identity of your offense going to be, and then you ask LaFleur, you know, I doubt you would come up with the same question. There would be some carryover between the two, but I, in my mind, I doubt it would be exactly the same.
Floyd Reese joining us here as he does every Tuesday on Morning Drive. So, Floyd, we know Vrabel's a defensive-minded guy, a defensive player, a defensive coordinator in Houston. There's no offensive-minded head coach here in Nashville. So if you're Arthur Smith, is this even a little bit more difficult, not only because you're calling plays for the first time, but you don't have that offensive resource to lean on? You know, like in Kansas City, you know, Nagy with Andy Reid or DeFilippo with Peterson or LaFleur with McVay, you don't have that guy to kind of bounce things off of. Is it more difficult for Arthur Smith considering Vrabel is a defensive guy?
Well, you don't have many sounding boards. I think you're right. You know, if it gets to a point where, you know, you're sitting there on Tuesday night and it's 2:00 in the morning and you're saying, okay, do we want this series of plays or this series of plays? I mean, you know, you're going to have to make that decision on your own because there's not going to be somebody there you can turn to and say, you know, what would you do in this case? All the resources he's going to have from that standpoint will be the guys in the room with him, which can be good and can be bad. You know, I think information is always good. By the same token, if everybody's on exactly the same page, you know, you probably have, in the long term, a better chance of succeeding. And I think we only had to look like this weekend at the New England Patriots to see, you know, a great example of everybody being on the same page, doing the same things, talking the same way, and the effects that can have.
Well, and I think that makes Pat O'Hara's role that much bigger as well. I think the two of them are going to be working hand in hand. It's almost like co-coordinators in my mind because they're both, one guy's the quarterback's guy and one guy's the run game guy. Let's say hypothetically, what I've been reading and what I've been hearing a lot is that it's going to be sort of a mix and a mashup between, you know, he pulled LaFleur into the running game late in the year a little bit more, kind of urged him to go that direction. That certainly worked near the end of the season. Let's say hypothetically somebody is sort of in between Exotic Smash Mouth with Malarkey and what Matt LaFleur wanted to do last year. What exactly would that offense look like in your mind, sort of that middle ground?
Well, I think that in spite of what we say and maybe even what we want to do, this offense keeps coming back to the running game. You know, we may think, okay, we're going to be much more out there and we're going to, you know, go up and down the field like the Rams and, you know, we're going to do all this. But when it's all said and done, we kind of evolve back to, you know, let's turn around and give it to Derrick Henry a bunch and see what happens. So I think it would start there. I would think, now this is just me, but I would think that they would probably match up more of what the running game looks like, exactly what it looks like, and what play pass action looks like exactly, and maybe not be as fine-tuned, at least initially, in the down-the-field passing game. But that's just a gut hunch. On my part, simply because, you know, I think those would be the kind of things that Vrabel would like. I think that would be the kind of things that, you know, if you ask all the offensive players, okay, what's the best thing that we do? You know, they're all going to say, hey, give the ball to Derrick Henry and play action pass out of that. So I think it would at least have to start there.
Floyd, good stuff. We appreciate the time. We'll listen today at 2:00.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Floyd Reese, former Titans general manager, co-host of Jared and the GM. We'll come back. We'll give our initial reaction and take to the hire. And we want to hear from you then as well. Phone number, as always, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Arthur Smith discussion on the other side here on Morning Drive on Nashville's Best Sports Talk, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.
To all my wonderful men listeners out there, listen, I got something to tell you, okay? And it's about my friends over at Cool Springs MD. Yes, over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. The older you get, man, your body starts to get out of whack. So that's why you should go see Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife Daphne, along with their experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. We all need a better life. You know, Nashville's a booming city. We need to be out and about, running around. If you got young kids, go out with your kids, play and everything else. So with that being said, Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men in Brentwood, Nashville, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee with improving their immune system, energy levels, cognitive functions, and more. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy, enriched life. And who doesn't need that? And there is no better time to achieve a healthy lifestyle than now. I'm telling you, your wife will love it, fellas. So get there. Go see our good friends. What are you waiting for? Cool Springs MD. Call today for an appointment at 660, that's 615-660-6900, 615-660-6900. Your wife and your kids will love you. Visit the website, CoolSpringsMD.com.